I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1912. That was the day a strike launched one of the most iconic rallying cries of the U.S. labor movement. 20,000, mostly women workers, in the Lawrence, Massachusetts textile mills began what became known as the Bread and Roses Strike. Led by the industrial workers of the world, the strike was one of the most important events in the history of women workers. The phrase "bread and roses" had been used a year earlier by poet John Oppenheim. He published his poem in the American magazine. His first verse read, "As we come marching, marching, in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses, for the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses." The second stanza continued, "As we come marching, marching, unnumbered women dead, go crying through our singing, their ancient cry for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits knew. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too." The poem described a call by workers not just for bread or better wages for the basic needs of life. It also called for roses, a life that could include time for beauty and meaning. In 1976, Mimi Farina, the sister of Joan Baez, put the lyrics to music. In 2000, a filmmaker used the title Bread and Roses for his story of unionization efforts of Mexican workers in Los Angeles. And for the past century, the image of Bread and Roses has continued to capture the imagination of working people standing up for their rights.
As we come marching, marching, we bring the greater days. For the rising of the women means the
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.